Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Dafi Forakrema is the director of the Israel Center and the Aliyah Shlicha. She joins us this morning. A very good morning, Dafi. How are you doing?
Good, good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
A great, great pleasure. It's very interesting times. Well, I mean, that's to say the least. But in terms of the irony around the situation in Israel, Israel being at war, and yet there's this feeling for Jews around the world that really the only safe place to be for Jews at the moment is Israel. Isn't that a strange phenomenon?
Yeah, it is. And it's amazing to see that since October 7th, Dafka, and especially during this difficult time that Israel at a war and Israel was attacked so severely, many people, especially young academic singles from all over the world, are choosing to make Aliyah to Israel. So, and if I can give you some data from the Jewish Agency.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So according to the Jewish Agency data, since the 7th of October, more than 7,500 Jews from all over the world made Aliyah. So it became a trend. People want to be in Israel, and they want to feel the, you know, the biyachadness of the Jewish people. I've heard a few Olim that said that they are so sorry that they missed, you know, the experience of the 7th of October.
Wow.
Because now they are not part of this experience. They are not. You know, so they made Aliyah since then, you know, like people from all over the world, from here, from England, from Australia, from the state, from all over the world, from France. We can see a huge wave of Aliyah. And even from here, we have a record. You know, if before the 7th of October, we had one person calling us per week, today we have 5 to 6 people calling on a daily basis.
On a daily basis?
Yeah.
That is absolutely incredible. And on the analysis, if you look at it, is it a pull factor or a push factor? Obviously, every country is a little bit different. France might be a push factor because of the level of anti-Semitism. South Africa might be push because of the government. Or is it a pull factor rather about people wanting to go and live in Israel?
Okay. So I can tell you that inside the Jewish Agency, okay, the terminology changed. And it became more of pioneering language, you know. You can hear now people are saying, like even my colleagues all over the world, saying it's time to come and build Israel.
Oh, that's so
interesting. Join us in Israel. So it's like pulling people to come from all over the world to, you know, to try rebuild what Hamas tried to destroy. And Dafka, because Hamas tried so hard to, you know, to distract their wishes to do it to the whole state. They only managed to do it to some dozens of kibbutzim and moshavim in the border. But now people are driving to come and rebuild the everything that was distracted.
When people come to you and they talk about it, are there cases in which you say to them, look, this isn't a good idea for you. Maybe it's not a good idea for you now, maybe later. But are there cases that you look at and you say, you know, maybe this isn't the best time for you to make Aliyah? Or is it always the right time?
No. It's not always the right time. And we carefully, you know, we check every file and every person, like to see if it's what's the story, and if they if they able to make Aliyah, and if they have a plan. But people can tell me, you know, like we are very keen to go Dafka to the south, and please help us. And sometimes they want to the most, you know, severe places. And I said, you know, you have to, maybe you can do, you can make Aliyah now, but please wait with your planning to go to the most, you know, I don't know, to Kibbutz Be'eri, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's still, they still like gathering themselves and trying to, you know, to rehabilitate. So it's not the best time now to go there, but it's a good time to, like in every case, you know, like we really taking seriously every person and his her story, and yeah, we don't just push people to go if they don't have any plans. It's not we are trying to be very responsible. Yeah.
And is there the best time? If you had to say to somebody, is it best if you just leave school, if you are young and married with no kids, young and married with kids, retired? Is there a time that you see more success in terms of Aliyah than in others?
So I must say that firstly, I'm really investing in like networking. And you can ask people that already like started the, you know, the process. That for me, the networking is the key of the success in Aliyah. So I'm trying to do like to see whatever the person like in front of me is looking for, and I'm trying to connect him or her in like in Israel to get like a. But I think for in terms of security, okay, and in terms of like day-to-day life, I think we've been together in Israel, right, in the Solidarity Mission.
Yes.
And since then, I've been to another Solidarity Mission. I must say that in the middle of the day, okay, when you're like walking in the street or going to the coffee, it's not like, for me at least, I don't know, I can't speak on your behalf, but for me, I felt, you know, that Israel got back to its you know, normal life.
Yes,
even
yes.
though there is still a war in the south, and still like another coming war in the
for
north.
Sure.
Like for myself, I can say that walking in the street, I'm not like feel unsecure.
Correct.
I think the army managed to take the situation back to his end, and I feel like back like in before the 7th of October. So I don't think it's not the right time to come to Israel. You don't feel insecure.
Right.
You feel like very much you know, and it's good because it shows that the Israeli society is like resilient and managed to, you know, to take the head up of the like up of the water and like
yes.
to breathe again and to go on the routine life.
Well, I think the resilience. Yeah, I think the resilience of the people is something amazing. And when you talk about that tour, as heartbreaking and difficult as it was, on some strange level, it was also enormously inspiring, because you see the resilience, the strength of the people of the country, the unity, which is something I hope that is retained. But we do need to leave it there. Before I let you go, if anybody is interested in finding out more, what is the best way to do that?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
If anybody is interested in finding out more about making Aliyah, what is, who do they contact? What is the best way for them to engage?
Right. So we don't really put it in, you know, on the website. We do target people on the, you know, on Facebook. But basically, they can contact. I'll give you. Maybe I can share. Cell phone number.
Well, or is there, you know what, maybe it's never great to, what we'll do is we'll share that to our website. So we'll get that information from you.
Okay.
That's probably the best way to do that. Duffy Farah Kremer, Director of the Israel Center and Aliyah Shlicha, talking to us about the Aliyah Foundation work since October the 7th. It's 8:31. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.